Mesechtas Kedushin, Daf Mem Aleph, 7 lines on the top of Daf Mem Aleph and Aleph, at the new Perek and the new Mishnah. The Mishnah states, Ish Mekadosh Bayu Vishluchai, when a man is Mekadosh a woman, he could do so either by himself or through a Shliach. Ha'isha Miskadesh is Bo Vishlucha, and a woman could accept Kedushin by herself or through a Shliach. And finally, Ish Mekadosh is Bita, Kshi Naira, Bayu Vishluchai, that a man can be Mekadosh his daughter while she is Naira. And as we will see in the Gemara, there's certainly while she is Tana, and the din is that he could do so either by himself or through his shliach. And Rashi says, V'kosh king shiktana, and kibul kudushel mekudeshes, and certainly if she's a tana, that her father's mekadeshah, then she would be mekudeshes. V'hai denokan nairah, erich arash minon, and as we will see in the Gemara, that the reason why the Mishnah discussed the case where a father accepts kedushin for a nairah is because the Mishnah wanted to discuss a normal situation, the tana l'chathil aloi, k'nu mefarash b'gemara, it was not standard for a father to mekadesh his daughter, that was a tana, based on the din that we will see in the Gemara from Rav, that us and therefore the standard was that a father would not be Mekadosh's daughter until she was a Gdayla and until she was a Naira. Well, let's remember that the first Mishnah of the Masechta and Daf Beis now stated Ha'isha Nikneis, and the first question of the Gemara was Ha'isha Nikneis, Ma'ishin Ha'ach, the Tani Isha Nikneis, who Ma'ishin Ha'aslam, the Tani Ish Mekadosh, referring to our Mishnah, and the Gemara felt that our Mishnah is a proper Lashon because a man is the one that's being Mekadosh to woman. And also, as we'll see in a moment, the Chiddush of the Mishnah definitely is that Shlichus works with the Gei Kedushin, and we also already saw that the first Mishnah Masechtas Gittin was Hamevi Getim Medinis Yam Tzarech Shiyam V'Fanei Nechtam, and in Masechtas Gittin we also start off with the concept of Shlichus, and as we will see, the Makar for the concept of Shlichus comes from Gittin and by extension from Kedushin. And our Gemara begins Hashto B'Shluchim Mekadosh. If the Mishnah tells us that a man could be Mekadosh a woman by using a Shliach, then certainly he could be Mekadosh by himself, and therefore what is the Chiddush of the Mishnah that states Ish Mekadosh Boy Vishluchai, it should say Ish Mekadosh Vishluchai. And I'm Rabbi Yosef, Mitzvah Boy Yosef Vishluchai. Rabbi Yosef tells us that the Mishnah is teaching us that although a person could be Mekadosh a woman by using a Shliach, however, certainly it's better to do so by yourself. And as Rashi says, if a person is Misaseh by himself doing a mitzvah, he will receive a greater schar. And the Gemara states, Rav Safra, just like we find Rav Safra and Erev Shabbos, would be Machr Chresha, would singe the head of an animal in order to be Mechabit Shabbos, and Rava Maruch Shibuta, and Rava would salt a fish, and even though they could have used Shluchim, they did so by themselves in order to be Mechabit Shabbos Begufam. The Gemara continues, Ike de Amri, that some have a version, Bahoy Surah Nami Ispa, that in our Mishnah it would actually be an Issa for a man to be Mekadosh his wife by using a Shliach, Kid Rav Yudam Rav, based on the dinner, Rav Yudam stated the name of Rav, Dam Rav Yudam Rav, Asal Adam Shikadosh Seisha at Shirena, that it's also for a man to be Mekadosh his wife until he sees her, and therefore you can't use a Shliach to be Mekadosh your wife, Shem Yirabad Vam Maguna, but this God in love, as maybe once the husband actually sees her, he will see a Dva Maguna and she will become disgusting to him. Rachmana Amen, the Torah states, Vehatlu Recha Kamecha. And therefore, as Rashi says, Im Yachal Kaddish Ba'atzma, Vikidish Al Yadei Shliach, the Mitzvah Shirena, Shem Tiskan love, that certainly if a man has no choice and the only way he can be Makadish this woman is only through a Shliach, then he certainly could send a Shliach. However, if he has an ability to be Makadish her by himself, then he should not use a Shliach as his Mitzvah to see her, Shem Tiskan love. And the Tais Riyaz says, V'im hu yelech lo yikachena, and if he himself would go to Mekadosha and he would see a Dva Maguna, then he will withhold from getting married to her, and he won't come to a matzav where he'll be Ivan v'haftal recha kamecha. The Gemara continues, V'chiyat mad Rabbi Yosef asefet ma, that even though Rabbi Yosef seemed to be saying this din on our Mishnah, however he didn't say it on the Reish of the Mishnah, he actually said it b'negei the Sefer, as the Sefer stated, Isha miskadeshes bo v'shlucha, that a woman could become a kudeshes, either by her accepting kedusha from her husband or through a shliach. And it is in regard to the Sefer that the Gemara had a similar question, the Hashlo B'Shlucha Mikacha, Bami Boi, that if she could be Mekudeshes through a Shliach, then certainly she could be Mekadesh herself, and why the Mishnah state, Ish Miskadeshes, Bo V'Shlucha? And it was in regard to the Sefer that Amar Rabbi Yosef stated, Mitzvah Bo, Yosef M'Shlucha, that there is a greater mitzvah for her to accept her own Kedushin, rather than sending a Shliach to accept her Kedushin, Ki Hadar Rav Safra, Machu Kresha, and Rav Mel Shibuta, just like we found at Erev Shabbos, Rav Safra would go and singe the head of the animal, and Rava would go and salt the fish, even though they had shluchim that could have done for them. And the Gemara continues that Lucher, why don't we have the same teretz that Lucher is an Issa, as we stated before, that Aslan Adam Shikash Isha Ad Shirena, and maybe that Issa should apply to a woman as well, as there might be a chasar in Bahatlurech Kamecha. On that, the Gemara says, Al Bahari Sur Lespa, regarding the Sefer, we couldn't answer that teretz, as there isn't an Issa in the Sefer, Kedresh Lakish, as Resh Lakish stated, the Amresh Lakish, Tavla Mesav Tandu, Mesav Amalu, that a woman would rather live together with a man, even if he's a shvacha person and he's not such a chashuva person, and rather than living as an almana. Therefore, the din of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav did not apply to women getting married, and she can get married through a shliach, and there is no is involved. But even so, the Mishnah teaches us that isha miskadesh is bal v'shlucha. It is still better for her to go and accept her kedushin rather than going and having a shliach do it for her as mitzvah bal yisvah v'shlucha. And of course, this gets into the question of what the mitzvah is for a woman to get married. And as we know, at least according to most Tanayim, a woman is not mechuyev in the mitzvah of puruvu. And Rashi explains the lashon of tavla mesiv tadum and lemesiv amalu that toiv l'shev zim shtei gufin mishev salmana. And Rashi continues and asks, v'kasher, and if you can ask, hachi nami gabi dida iki yisura, ki yav kedushin l'shlucha v'lei chazila. Now l'chayra, even though it's true that maybe she's not asked to get married through a shliach, but how could a husband go and marry her through a shliach if he won't see her? And then there's still the issa that Rabbi Yehuda Amrav brought, that asal adam shi kadesh isha ad shirena, shem yir bar dva magudu v'tiskan alav, v'ach bana amma v'haf l'rech kamecha. Rashi says, in a chanami, that this would be a problem, u'mi mastisim b'di doka amma, d'hi mekacha bar v'shlucha. However, the Gemara's diak is from the Mishnah that speaks about a woman and says, ha'isha miskadesh has bar v'shlucha. Since the subject of the Mishnah is regarding the woman, and there is no issa b'negei a woman, hilka chada tanabal l'mitzvah shminan, it must be that it's talking about her in order to teach us a mitzvah, the mitzvah bar yosef mishlucha, av l'sura l'gabi didol leka, but b'negei a her, there is no issa, av reish da ayri b'didei, tanabai mishra misura. However, the reason why it says ha'ish mekadesh bar v'shlucha in a reisha, and the subject is him, that's teaching us that there's issa for a man to be mekadesh woman at shirena. Before we continue, let's point out a few tesis. So the top tesis is the l'chira, how is the Gemara ask, why does it say ish mekadesh boy uvishluchai? Generally, the Gemara would answer that it's lav dafka and it's loizu asu. And Taisa says l'shayach l'shnuyachi el b'shtei babas. That's only if the Mishnah brings two separate examples al b'shtei tevis loy. But if it only has an extra word, then the Gemara would generally not say the concept loizu asu. Ayin in Taisa. However, the Taisa Rush states become kaimis showing the loizu asu v'ina tam b'mendatek. However, kan hoil v'yidei tam mefarish, that since we have a reason, therefore we'd rather explain the reason that states in the Mishnah. And Ritvar explains a similar idea of the Chol Hecha de Efshel Frushe Ba'am Pachrina Le'mekmina Masisin B'leizu Afsu. And Taisin Diva Masli Itmad Rabbi Yisef Asefetma points out L'hachle Mukar Reisha Ogen Shemakira. Why don't we say that the Reisha is teaching us this din of Rabbi Yisef and is talking about a case where he recognized her and he knew her and therefore there's no Issa? And as Taisin explains, the Hominole Dilma Masisin Mairi Bein Makira Bein Mein Makira, that our Mishnah could be talking about a case where he didn't know her and he didn't recognize her, and if so, Vafilo Yisurereka. And therefore, in the ratio, it could be that there's an issa involved, or Mr. Rabbi Yosef Loi Neda, and therefore, from the ratio alone, we wouldn't be able to be medayik the idea of Rabbi Yosef. And l'chayr, according to Taisus, it could be that Rashi's question is not really shver, as Taisus will learn that the seifa of the Mishnah where it said, Ha'isha b'skadesh is bo v'shlucha, once we know the chiddush of the ratio b'negei and issa, then the seifa would not have to teach us the same din, that there's an issa man to be mekadesh this woman, and it must be talking that he actually knew her, and even so, the Mishnah teaches us, Ha'isha b'skadesh in order to teach us that it's a mitzvah ba yosef b'shlucha, and l'chayr this is pashut. And Taisus Diva Maschal Asal Adam Shei Kaddish Isha. He's bothered that l'chayr, if we just said that it's an issa for a man to be mekaddish a woman through a shliach, so it's mashu from the Mishnah ish mekaddish boy v'shluchai. That's a din l'chatchila, and l'chayr it's only a din d'yaved that he could use a shliach. And Taisus states afgav the tani ish mekaddish l'chatchila loy nokele el lashminim the kedushin. Then we only use this lush of ish mekaddish in order to teach us the din kedushin, but in when it states the word bishluchai, it is only a din b'di'eved. The Gemara continues and quotes from the last case of the Mishnah, hish mekadesh his bita k'shi naira, that a man could be mekadesh his daughter while she's a naira, boy v'shluchai. And the Gemara asks, k'shi naira in k'shi k'tana loy, then why did Mishnah say that he could only be mekadesh his daughter while she's a naira and not while she's a k'tana? Certainly a man could be mekadesh his daughter while she's a k'tana. And the Gemara answers, m'sayi le'l rav, that the chiddush of the Mishnah is coming to teach us the din of rav, the amr b'yudam rav, itim rab alaza, asla adam shi kadesh his bita k'shi k'tana. Asher tikdal v'toyma the plainly and he writes her that you're not allowed to be mekadesh your daughter while she's a tana until she becomes a gdola and she's a naira, and at that point she'll be able to say that I'm willing to get married, but you're not supposed to go and be mekadesh your daughter while she's a tana because that's considered that she's doing so about kocha, and maybe she's not going to be happy with the shidduch. And Taisa Diva Maschuk she naira ing she tana loy. Taisa bothered that why is the Gemara bothered with this question v'toyma v'dimo ravusa nokat naira v'koshkin tana, maybe in the chenami that the Mishnah is teaching us a greater chiddush that he could be Mekadosh's daughter even while she's Naira, and certainly he could be Mekadosh while she's a Ketana, and how can you have any diak from the Lashon of Mishka? V'yishleiman, therefore Taisa says, the diak bin tonic she Naira, the like tonic ish Mekadosh's bita Naira, by the fact that the Mishnah adds in the extra word and said Hish Mekaj Bita Kshinayra, and he didn't just say he could be Mekaj his daughter, that's a Naira, Mashma Dafka Naira Avaloy Tano, Inami Ishlema, the Daik Mid Loy Tony Masisa, Ish Mekaj his Bita Stam, by the fact that the Mishnah didn't say that a man can be Mekaj his daughter and didn't have to say that she's a Naira at all, just like we find in Mesechlik Subis that the Mishnah states Ha'av Zaka Bita Betusha, and it doesn't tell us that she's a Naira, therefore Mashma Dhochad Mufarish Naira, Havi Dafka Avaloy Tano, by the fact that our Mishnah didn't specify that we're talking about a man that's being Mekadosh's daughter while she's in Ayra, so it's Mashmon, he could only be Mekadosh's daughter while she's in Ayra, and he shouldn't be Mekadosh while she's in Tana. He's indeed a maskal, Asal Adam, she Kadosh's Bita, she Tana is, the Lechur, why should it be an Issa to be Mekadosh's daughter while she's in Tana? The Lechur, the Gemara just brought the Svar of Rish Lakish, that Tavla Mesa Tandu, and Lemesim Amlu, therefore, why should we Cheshish that this girl will not want this Kedushin? And Taisa says, Hanamil Begdela, she Miskadesh is Ali De Atma, we say the Svar of Tavla Mesa Tandu, and Lemesim Amlu, which she made the decision, and therefore, since she's getting married and she'd be Mekudeshes by herself and through her own actions, the Kivin Shisratis Lek Lamecha Shematachsa, and even if she did so through a Shliach, she won't be Chayza. Avok Tan Shemiskadesh Ali Deavia, but a Tan that is being Mekudeshes through a father, and it's almost like it's being done by Kocha, Ik Lamecha Shemim Hoysik Dagla Layasin Shratis, that if she would have been a Dagla, that she wouldn't be happy with this Kedushin, and she wouldn't be happy to be married. And Taisis points out, the Akshisha Nagin Lakadish Bnei Seinu Afiduk Tanis, and in those days, it was a minute to marry off your daughters while they were tannis. Hainu mishum shabuchol yom v'yoyim hagolz miskabel leinu. Therefore, v'm yesh sipit biyad adam achshav losses lebita nadunya. If a person has the means in order to be able to afford an adunya and make sure that his daughter gets married right now, shemal achzman lo yisipit biyadei, as maybe at some later point he won't have that money and he won't be able to marry off, and it will cause v'tisha bita aguna leilam, that his daughter will remain aguna forever. And we see the terrible poverty that affected Yidden and Golis in years past, and Ayin and Taisis. The Gemara continues, and this sugya will continue until Daf Mem Gimel, Shlichus Menon, how do we know that Shlichus even works, B'negei Kedushin, and in general? And the Gemara brings the Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, that the Pasuk states, B'negei Gerushin, Ki'ika Cheshisha Uvala, V'hayim Lai Simsachim Be'inav, Ki'matza Ba'erbaz Dava, V'chas Lai Sefer Krisis, V'nasim Be'ada, V'shilcho Mi'besai. The Braisa teaches us, V'shilach Melamin, Shuhu Eis Shliach. By the fact that it says V'shilach, we learn out that a man can make a Shliach in order to divorce his wife, and V'shilcho, by the fact that Terry states, V'shilcho, so we learned that a woman could make a shliach in order to be mekabel her get. Rashi explains v'shilach begirishing siv v'shilcho mibesai umidloy kosa v'girsha, and by the fact that Terry didn't use lashon v'girsha and he used lashon v'shilcho l'amdenu, but it's coming to teach us that a man can make a shliach l'ilacha in order to deliver a get to his wife. And by the fact that Terry could have written v'shilach mibesai and instead it said v'shilcho, and even though the word v'shilcho is written with the ma'apikei, which means that he will send her away from his home, even so, since it says v'shulcha, so therefore we learn out that a woman can make a shliach l'kabbalah in order to accept her get from her husband. And Zerashi says, kari be v'shulcha loy ma'pikei, that we read as if it says v'shulcha without a ma'pikei. And finally the Gemara states, v'shilach v'shulcha, that since the Torah also says another time the lashon v'shulcha, as the Pasuk states, usnei isha achrin v'chasav l'sef v'krisis v'nasim biyad v'shulcha mi'besai, therefore we learn out, milami sheshliach ha'is shliach, that already gives us another opportunity to learn another limud, and that tells us that once a husband makes a shliach, or a woman makes a shliach in order to accept her get for her, then that shliach could go and make a shliach. And as the Gemara in Mesechtas Gittin discussed the concept of mili mimsul shliach, or of mili loy mimsul shliach, and as Rashi states, v'shilach v'shulcha shnei palim nevavinyan, then Pasuk Kitzesei, regarding Girishin, it says lashon v'shulcha at two different times. And Ayin Taisis, Diva Maskel, v'shilach v'shulcha, melami sheshliach is a shliach, where he learns a sugya a bit differently than Rashi, and it brings a different pshat from Rabbeinu Chananel. And the Gemara continues, Eshchem begirishin, that we find the concept of shlichus b'negei gerushin b'kedushin menolad. However, our Mishnah spoke about shlichus b'negei kedushin, and how do we know that there's a possibility of shluchus shalom k'maisai that applies to kedushin as well? And the Gemara states v'chitayim in dial b'gerushin. And if you're going to say learn it from a mamatzin and from gerushin, just like we find the concept of shlichus b'negei get, therefore it should apply to kedushin as well. But the Gemara is that malah gerushin shkinyeshu malkocha, that potentially b'negei gerushin shlichus works because it's easier to be megarish your wife, as you could even do so balkocha. However, b'negei kedushin, we have to do it midaita, or at least midas ha'av, then maybe the concept of shlichus would not work. And the Gemara answers, einachanami, we can't learn it from a ma'amitino, but we learn it based on a hekesh, as amakra, the pasuk states, v'yotzev ha'isa, the pasuk b'negei gerushin states, v'yotzev ha'isai, v'holcha v'ha'isa l'sh'achar, and therefore makash ha'vayi l'yitziah, we learn the dinim of kedushin from the dinim of gerushin, and ma'yitziah, mashu shliach, just like b'negei gerushin, we just learn from the pasuk of shilcha that there's a din of shlichus, afavayi nami, mashu shliach, therefore b'negei kedushin, shlichus applies as well. The Gemara continues and asks that Laha hadithan, but lemaisa we have a mishnah mesechus trumas that states ha'im l'shlucha etzei teraim. If someone says to shliach, I want you to go and take off truma for me, teraim kadas bala bayis, then the shliach should go and take off based on what he evaluates that the das of the bala bayis would be. And as we know, that in order to take off truma midraisa, all you have to take off is a kolshu, even a chita achas p'teres es akri. However, as we know that midrabanan we set up that a person should either take off 1/40th, 1/50th, or 1/60th of the pile of tua in order to be yaitza, the proper mitzvah of truma. We know that someone has an ayin yafa and is a generous person will take off 1/40th and give that to the kohen, and someone that's an ayin ra and is stingy will take off 1/60th, and someone that's a beinli will take off 1/50th. Therefore, as Rashi says, once a shliach is appointed to take off truma, so then he should be turned kedas bal bayis l'fi mashu maka bal bayis im ayin yafa ayin ra, based on his prior dealings with this bal bayis. If he knows he's stingy or if he's generous, ayin yafa echem abayim ayin ra echem shishim shatruma le'nevah b'shem afurish el rishis degoncha v'afilu kolshu, as we explained. And ayin tesis how we came up with this idea of 1/40th, 1/50th, and 1/60th, which he brings down from the Yerushalmi. And the Mishnah Masechtas Trumas continues v'me'ini yodea das bal bayis, and if he doesn't have a pre-existing relationship with the bal bayis and he doesn't know what his das would be, tayim v'beinis echem chamishim, then he should say that likely he's an average person and therefore he should take off 1/50th. And the Gemara continues to quote the Mishnah on daf mem alpha and beis pichas asarei hoisav asarei trumasu truma. And if the shliach miscalculates as to what the bal bayis would have wanted to do, and he thinks that the bal bayis would have been generous, instead of giving 1/50th, he gives 1/40th, or he adds on 10, and therefore instead of giving 1/50th, he gives 1/60th, and he made a mistake and he thought the bal bayis would have been stingy and would have given 1/60th. The truma that the shliach took off is still a valid truma, and as Rashi says, the amalei b'hachi amaticha, and the shliach will say to the bal bayis that this is the way I evaluated you, and therefore I did my shlichus properly. And in Rashi, he learns pichis yud shetarim echad ma'abayim, and then of course chesiv asar would mean that he added on, and therefore he gave echad mishishim. Ayin in Taisis that lefi Rashi the loshim pichis is going on the bala bayis. However, zok Taisis v'yesh mifashim ipcha the pichis shetarim echad mishishim, and the koy pichis that truma, that when it says the loshim pichis asara, it means that he gave less truma and he gave 1/60th. Ayin in Taisis, and Taisis continues to explain the raya of the Gemara that mekol mokam mashma hichid tarim ashliach, that we see from this Mishnah in Masechtas Trumas that we had a shliach took a truma v'afilu asa bala bayis v'amaloi loyu b'daitil kach, and even if the bala bayis comes and says I really didn't want you to take off that much or that little, afilu achid shumasa truma, even so it would be a valid truma, and we see that shlichus works b'degeya truma, and therefore Gemara continues and asks minolan that how do we know that the din of shlichus applies to truma as well, and the Gemara continues v'chitema di'al b'gerishin, and maybe we should learn from mamatzina from gerishin, and the Gemara responds that we can't learn from gerishin because mal gerishin shkin yesh nachol, that it's possible that we would say that shlichus works b'degeya gerishin because it's chol. However, truma which is more kaddish, maybe the Torah did not give the ability for a shliach to take off truma as a special kedusha involved, and maybe the bal bayis has to be the one to create that kedusha. And the Gemara answers amakra that the pasuk in Parshas Korach states, "Kein terumu gam atem trumas Hashem mekol matzrisichem hashetichlu meis bnei Yisrael unusatim menas trumas Hashem la'aron hakohen." And therefore, since the Torah could have said, "Kein terumu atem trumas Hashem," and it says gam atem, so atem gam atem l'rabbis shliach, from the extra word gam, we learn out that a shliach could take off truma as well. And before we continue, let's point out that Taisus asks that why the Gemara say that we can't learn from Gerishin shekin yesh l'chol. If l'chayr the Gemara could have said, as we stated before, b'negei kedushin ma'al Gerishin sheyesh l'bakachod. Taisus explains that now that we know that there is a din of shlichus b'negei kedushin, therefore we would be able to say that kedushin yichichu. And l'maisa we see that even though kedushin is not b'akachod, that the din of shlichus still applies to kedushin ayin in Taisus. And our Gemara continues v'nicht rachmana b'tshuma v'nisu hanach v'nigmur munei. The l'chayr once we have the pasuk of gam atem l'rabbis shlich b'negei truma, the l'chayr the Torah should have just said gam atem, and we wouldn't have had to teach us that it didn't be the gay gershin, and there was no reason to state the word of vishulcha. And the Gemara explains mishum neikel mifrach shekin yeshter machshava, that be the gay truma we'd be able to answer that truma is different, and we may think that shlichus would apply to truma because it's possible to even set aside truma b'machshava, and since it's possible to do so b'machshava, so maybe we're makel and the shlich could also set aside truma. However, since a mice is needed be the gay gershin and kedushin, so over there maybe shlichus would not work, and that's we need the pasuk of Vishulcha. And Rashi explains that how do we know that truma is done machshava as noisin ina b'tzadzeh v'oichel b'tzadzeh d'chsev, as the pasuk states in Korach v'nechshav l'chem trumaschem kadoga min agoyin v'chamaleya min hayokev. And Ayin entices that now that we have a makar that there's a din of shlichus by gerishin as well as by truma, so then we can learn kedushin from the din of gerishin and from the din of truma based on a mamitzinu, and we wouldn't necessarily need the hekesh of v'yatzav ha'isa. And it says, "Umi yekadushin have a usam mitzuma megerushin the chepachas malagish shkeniyeshul makokol truma techiach and malat truma shkeniyeshul machshava gerushin chichu." And therefore, the din of shlichus b'negei kadushin we could learn from a mamitzinu based on truma and gerushin. Well, the zaktesis, of course, we still need the hekesh of v'yatzav ha'isa for other dinim, and therefore, le'avin matzis shasik the istrich l'shad drushes. And since we need it for other drushes, therefore, the gemara doesn't have to go through this point. The gemara continues. We now know that there's a din of shlichus b'negei gerushin kedushin and b'negei truma. And the gemara now is for hadetznan l'maisa. We have a mishnah mesech psachim that teaches us chabur she'ave pischa. If there was a chabur that got together to eat the korban pesach and to bring the korban pesach, and they lost the korban pesach, va'amul le'echad, and they said to one of the bnei chabura, seyu bakish v'shchayd aleinu, go and find this animal and go and shechta it on our behalf. V'halachu matzav v'shachat, and he went and he found it and he shechta it. V'hein lachu v'shachtu, but they weren't going to rely on him, and they went and took another animal and they also did the shechita. So that im shaloi nishchat rishayin, if he found the animal first and he shechta it before they went and shechta another animal, hu eichel mishaloi v'hein eichel v'shayin imay, then he would eat from the one that he brought, and they would also be part of his chabura, and they would have to eat together with him, as they were included in his korban pesach, and their korban pesach would be considered pasul, as Rashi says, v'shalem pasul. And ayin legura, who takes out the word v'shoisim, but the Gemara now asks, minolan, how do we know there's a concept of shluchah shel adam k'maisai b'negei hekdash as well, v'chitem d'yalv mehanach? And if you're going to say we should learn it from the din of gerushin and from the din of truma, ma'aladach shkin yedshler chol itzel kachim. Now l'maisa, you can't learn from truma and from gerushin, because in comparison to kachim, they are considered chol, as even though truma is certainly more kodesh than chulin, but certainly kachim is more kodesh than truma as well, and therefore we would say that maybe the Torah stated that shlichus could work b'negei is something like truma. However, b'negei kachim, which is so hegdish, that maybe over there we require the person himself to go and perform the act and to do anything relevant to kachim. And the Gemara answers, "Nafklei mit Rabbi Shulman Kocha einich nami b'negei hegdish." We learn now from Rabbi Shulman Kocha, "Dam Rabbi Shulman Kocha minayin shluch shalom k'maisei." That how do we know b'negei hegdish that shluch shalom k'maisei? Shenem, as the pasuk says in Pashas Boy, b'negei the Karm Pesach v'shachatu aisei kol kahal das Yisrael bein abayim. Maisa in Parakut Beis pasuk Dalid, the pasuk speaks about the concept of putting together a group, as the pasuk states, "V'miyam adabayis miyais miseh v'lokachu shchina akar vel beisei b'mixat tufashes ish l'fi achle techeisu alaseh." And therefore, we see the concept that you can have multiple people that are involved in one Karm Pesach. And Rabbi Shua ben Karcha is bothered v'chi kol akol klun sheichtin. It says v'shachatu aisei that they will shecht the seh. Of course, the entire congregation is not getting together and shechting that seh. They join together as part of their group. And certainly only one person is shechting on behalf of the entire group. And therefore we see from this pasuk that a shliach of a person is as if the person himself went and shechted that Karm Pesach, and therefore it's a valid shchita, and this works even b'negei kachim. Gemara continues and asks, "V'nicht rechbanim b'kachim v'nisi hanach b'nigvim renei." So l'chariah, once we have a lima b'negei kachim that shluch shalom k'maisai, why can't we learn from kachim to geirishin, kedushin, as well as truma? And the Gemara answers, "B'shem de'ikla mifrach ma'ala kachim shekim reiv ma'aseh ma'aladei shliach," that we can't learn the din of shluch shalom from kachim to anywhere else, as we find b'negei kachim that most of the ma'asim is done through a shliach, and as Rashi brings down, "Kol avodas hakaravasim ayidei kohanim shem shluchim," and we know although shchita is kshir b'zor, but the other avodas are not kosher by a zor, and therefore certainly over there the Torah is mechadish to us that shlichus works, as otherwise, of course, no person klal yisrael could bring any carbon. Therefore, one may think that since the Torah was mechadish to us that shlichus works b'negei kachim, b'negei those avodas that a zor is pasul on, so the Torah is also mechadish that even though shchita is kshir b'zor, that shlichus would still work b'negei kachim. However, one may think that b'negei gerushin, kedushin, and truma that shlichus would not work, and that's why we need separately mudim b'negei gerushin as well as b'negei truma. The Gemara continues and asks, "Chadim and chadol yaseh." While it's true that you can't learn one from the other, as we explained, as gerushin is kinyeshon chol, truma is kinyeshon b'machshava. By kachim we had a svarish can roiv masein al yedei shliach. However, tesi chadim etati, let's learn one from two of the dinim. And the Gemara asks, "Hey tesi, from which two should we learn? Lo yinich rachmana b'kachim tesi me'anach. Should we not write this dinim b'negei kachim and learn from gerushin and from truma? Ma'al hanach shkinyeshon chol itzel kachim." So then we have the answer that we gave before, that both gerushin and truma are more chol than kachim, and therefore we would think that maybe kachim could not be done through a shliach. And lo yinich rachmana b'gerushin. And if you're going to tell me not to write the word v'shulcha b'negei gerushin v'tesi me'anach, and we'll be able to learn from truma and kachim, ma'al hanach shkinyeshon machshava l'maisa truma and kachim are both able to be done through machshava. And as we brought beforehand, that truma we know from the pasuk of v'nechshav, and as Rashi brings down b'negei kachim, that kachim nami is no machshava, And if someone decides that this shah should be an Eilah, it's considered Eilah. As we learned in Mistech Teshuvos, Maitzis Vasecha, Ein Lehalashayitza Bisvasav, Gom Beliba Minayin, Taman Leima, Kol Nadiv Leiv Eilahs, and we know that Nidre Hegdish is Chab Machshava, and therefore we may think that the only time the Torah said that Shlichus works is Benegea those things that could be Chab Machshava, and therefore we see that it's easier to make Truma and easier to make something Hegdish. However, Benegea Gerishin and Kedushin, which is a requirement for a Maisa, maybe over there that Maisa has to be done by the Bailim, and it can't be done through a shliach. Finally, the Gemara says, so let's not write the word of Gam Atem, but the Gea Truma, the Tes Mahanach, and let's learn from Gerishin and from Kachim. She explains in Mametzinu that Mach Kachim she Kodesh, Yashna Bishliach, Truma she Chol Kolshkein, and if you're going to ask Malach Kachim she can read my same Malach Shliach, then Gerishin Yechichu, and if you're going to ask Malach Gerishin she can Yashna Chol it's a Truma, then Kachim Yechichu, because Adin, Hatzad Shavshven, she Yashna Malach Dei Atma Bishluch Kamaisai, Afani Abi Truma, and the Gemara says that in Chinami, really we could learn from this Matzad and from Matzad Shavah, and Hachinami, the Ela Atam Gam Atam Lombali, and in Chinami, why do we need the extra word Gam, B'degei Truma, B'bayle, Rabbianai, we need that to teach us the Din of Rabbianai, the Rabbianai, as Rabbianai taught us, that the Pasuk says Gam Atam, we learn from here, Ma'atam B'dei Bris, just like when you do a Maisa and you make something Truma, you are a part of Klal Yisrael, Afshul Chacham B'dei Bris, also when you create a Shliach, he has to be one of Klal Yisrael, and he can't be a non-Jew, and therefore, at this point of the Gemara, in Chinami, the way that we know Shlichus B'chol Terekula is from a Mamitzinu between Girishin and Kachim, and the reason why the Terek states Lashon Gam Atam B'degei Truma is to teach us one din B'degei Shlichus, that Shlichus is only kosher by someone that's a Jew, however a non-Jew is not in the pasher of Shlichus and can't be a Shliach for Yisrael. And the Gemara continues and asks, Halam L'Kra, the Lachar teaches that the Goy can't be Shliach, we don't need a Pasuk, as we know that a Eino Yehudi and a non-Jew cannot be a Shliach based on the Svara, the Amr Abchir Ba'abar Rabbi Yechron, Eina Ever Nasa Shliach L'Kabal Get Me Abayla Shalisha, that Ever cannot become a Shliach L'Kabalah in order to accept a get from the hand of the husband for a wife, L'Vishi Eina B'Teres Gittim Kedushin, because he's not the Pasha of Gittim Kedushin. Therefore, as Rashi explains, Misvara Isla L'Meima, immediately Shaykh Be Le Misavra L'Shliach, that anything that someone's not Shaykh to, then certainly he can't be a Shliach for someone else to do that action. Therefore, the Gemara is back to its original question, that L'Chir, what do we use the word Gam for when it states Gam Atem B'Degei Truma? And the Gemara answers Istrich that we still need the word of Gam Atem B'Degei Truma, as although it's true that a goy can't be makabel a get for a woman as he's not b'teres gittim v'kedushin, however Saka Techamina Eved La Bar Teru Klal, that that's only B'Degei an Eved or a goy because he's not in the pasha of gittim v'kedushin, as Rashi says Ein B'Shem Tzad Heta Eishesish She'ein Megarish To Ein L'Kedushin, that he's not in the pasha of gerushin or kedushin because he doesn't have kedushin and Mimele there's no gittin. However B'Degei Truma we may think differently as Avla Ivachavim Hail B'Isa B'Truma Nafshei, that since the Eved Chavim can't take Truma for himself and it's considered valid Hafrash's Truma, the Tznan as the Mishnah Masechta's Truma teaches us, Ha'Eved Chavim Va'Akuti Shetarmu, if Eved Chavim Va'Akuti takes off Truma, Trumasim Truma, it's considered valid Truma, Eim Shliach Nami Avid, so we would say that he, since he's in the Pasha of Truma, so he could become a Shliach as well to take off Truma for a Yid, Kamashmul, and that's why the Torah states, Gam Atem, Rabbi Yane taught us that we learn out, Ma'atem B'dei Bris, Avshluchachem B'dei Bris. And the Gemara continues that although you explain to me why we need the Pasuk Gam Atem according to Rabbanon, who hold that Eved Chavim that takes off Truma, that his Truma is valid, as one may think that since he's in the Pasha of Truma, so maybe it could be a Shliach for a Jew, and therefore we have the Pasuk of Gam Atem. However, Rav Shimon de Pata, Rav Shimon that says that a Goy that takes Truma off is not considered a valid Truma, so L'Chir, he's not in the Pasha of Truma, and why would we need the Pasuk of Gam Atem according to Rav Shimon? The Tznan, as we learned from Mishnah Masechta Trumas, Trumas Eved Chavim in Damas, for Chayovin Le'achimus, that the Truma Eved Chavim is considered a valid Truma, and therefore, if this Tfu, which is Truma, falls into a barrel of Chulin and gets mixed up with the Chulin, that's considered Dimua. In addition, if someone goes and eats this Truma B'Shoigeg, then it has the standard dinum of someone that eats Truma, and you have to pay a Karen of Chaimish, and Rav Shimon Paita, and Rav Shimon says that he's Pata, because Rav Shimon does not consider the valid Truma. Therefore, according to Rav Shimon, Atam Gam Atam Lomli, why would we need the limud of Gam Atam? As L'Chir, we don't need it in order to teach us that there's a dinum Shlichus B'Negei Truma, as we learn it from Mamatzinu, based on Gerishin and Kachim, and we also don't need the word Gam in order to teach us the dinner Rabbi Yanai, that Ma'atem B'dei Bris, Avshul Chachem B'dei Bris, since we can understand this from a Sfora, as since Lefi Rav Shimon, a Goy can't take off his own Truma, and it's not in the Pasha of Truma, therefore certainly he can't be a Shliach for a Yid in order to take off Truma for a Yid. The Gemara answers Istrich that we do need the word Gam, even according to Rav Shimon, as Salka that Chamina, as one may have a Hamina, Hoyle Ba'omamar, Atem B'lei Arisen, Atem B'lei Shutfim, Atem B'lei Ba'ap Tropas, Atem B'lei Torah that the Torah states benegei truma atem, that you should take off truma. And we learn that even if someone is a sharecropper and therefore he has some sort of a bailus in this tefuah, unless the bailim tell him to go and do so and make a mishliach, he can't take off truma. And the same applies to shufim, and the same applies to a trustee, and they all would not be able to take off truma since they're not the bailim, and they also weren't appointed as shluchim. And when the Brisa states atem v'lei haterim as she'ein shaloi, so Rashi Masechtas Gittin explains that either zuvein tzarch le'mezuktani, and since we already stated that even if someone has some sort of a bailus and he still can't take off truma, and therefore certainly if someone has no shaykhis to this truah, then he can't take off truma. Or as Rashi over there says, this is reasoning for the ratio, as hach sefer time of the ratio klima atem emayit atayim she'ein shaloi v'rei kulu she'ein shaloi ninu, and all the cases that were previously brought are cases where it's not considered their truah. Therefore ima atem v'lei shulchachem nami, we may think that when the Torah states atem, that the din of shlichus doesn't apply b'negei truma, and even if the owner actually specifies and he points a shliach to take off the truma, it would still not work, and he himself has to take off truma kamash malan, and therefore the Torah states gam atem l'rabbi sushluchachem, and this teaches us that a shliach can't take off truma for someone, and lefizeh comes out that there are actually three different makaris in order to teach us the din of shlichus b'chol terakula. Number one, b'negei gerushin, it says v'shulcha. Number two, b'negei truma, it says gam atem. And number three, by the Karim Pesach and b'negei kachim, the pasuk states v'shachatu ha'isai kol kaladaso bein abayim, and we will stop over here.